What kind of tree is it that you tap for syrup?
Maple.
Is there a specific name, certain kind of maple?
Sugar maples, I believe they call them.
What would you call a place where there are a lot of sugar maples grown?
A grove.
Okay, would you?
Or a forest.
Did you have a specific name for a grove?
Maple grove, I guess we'd call it.
Okay. Can you tell me a difference, some different kind of trees you have around this neighborhood or around Talisman?
Well, we have several kinds of oaks. And each oak has its distinguishable characteristics. We have what we call the red oak. It has a kind of a reddish bark with a leaf that has several points, rather large leaf. And we have the water oak that has very narrow leaves. The red oak sheds most of its foliage by shortly after the first freeze. The water oak, as we call it, doesn't shed its leaves until the new growth pushes them off in the spring. We have the white oak that's distinguished by a light green leaf and a whitish grayish tint to the bark. Then that's three kinds of oak, and we've got a live oak that's somewhat different from the water oak. A few live oaks here, but south of you, you have many of them. Pines, we have any...
Pin oak.
What?
Pin oak.
Yes, pin oaks. That's about a halfway between, a pin oak's a halfway between a red oak and a white oak. And we've got a post oak that has a grayish bark and a very small acorn. Then we have a number of pines. We have the longleaf pine, the shortleaf pine, the loblolly pine. So much breeding has been done on the pines until only the three or four kinds of pines that we've had for the last 50 years are the only ones that I really know the names for. Because our plant breeding stations, like Auburn, has done so much to improve the quality of timber in pines. Most of, I don't know what percentage, but a goodly percentage of the pines we have growing now are planted in marginal soil, you see. Reforestation project of the, from the mid-30s till a few years ago, they say that we have more pines growing in the United States today than we had when a white man first settled this country.
I guess most of them cut down for paper and wood.
The originals have, and they're growing. Some of these paper companies, Weyerhaeuser, I guess the largest tree growing company in the United States, they have more trees growing at the end of every year than they had at the beginning of the year. For every tree they cut, we have some paper mills that own huge tracts of timber. And their policy is to plant a tree when you cut a tree. Most timber growing firms do have that policy. They plant, they try at the end of every year to have more timber than they, more growing trees than they start the year with. Well, that's just two of the major trees we have here. Of course, we have dozens of others with sweet gum, various kinds of sweet gums, and hickories. We have several kinds of hickories. We have the small hickories in the swamp that grow small, thin shell nuts. We call those scaly barks. And we have a swamp hickory nut, and we have a ridge hickory nut that's much larger. And the nut is encased in a much tougher shell than the swamp nuts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you got any of those trees with kind of broad leaves that shed all at one time? And
hey, Gene. All right, now we got 5 minutes left.
Okay. What kind of tree is it that has kind of broad leaves? Could you shed all at one time? Bark peels with little knobs or balls?